Well, that's it. The checkered flag has been thrown on March in the first quarter of 2024. How did it go by so quickly? This is Bill with the Late to Grid podcast, and it's time for another one of my challenges as we start the second quarter of 2024 and the month of April. I have to tell you, I've had a couple of listeners contact me about their results from the challenge. No joke. One listener has lost 20 pounds and has built up some serious upper body muscle. No doubt that will help him wheel his car around the track this season. So, are you ready for the April Late to Grid challenge? As I have shared before, my goal with the Late to Grid podcast is to help my listeners along their motorsports journey. And this year, I'm going to push you a little. I plan to bring you a new challenge each month, a challenge to make you better, to make you faster, and to help you reach your goals. Last month, I challenged you to live a healthy lifestyle, connect with three friends, register for your events, step outside your comfort zone, and set or revisit your goals. How did you do in March? Are you in a better place today than you were on March 1st? What changes do you need to make to get to a better place? So here's the April challenge I have for you. Before I share with you what the April challenge is, I want to lay some ground rules. The challenge is what you make of it. While I will outline the challenge, you can tailor the challenge to best meet your goals and objectives that you have created for yourself. What I mean is that you don't have to follow what I outline exactly. Just make it work for you. If you are in a better place at the end of April, then I think that's a success. Here's the Late to Grid April challenge. Continue to live a healthy lifestyle, but turn it up. Read one book, prepare for your events, connect with people, and finish your projects. Let's dive into that a little bit deeper. So live a healthy lifestyle. Over the past 3 months, I've talked about limiting alcohol, exercising, and having a nutrition plan. Going forward, these are all combined into a living a healthy lifestyle. This means do what you need to do to stay or get in shape. Fuel your body with a proper diet and look for ways to stay energized. If needed, find a workout buddy. If you need some inspiration in this area, I have two episodes where I talk about health. The team from Trilogy in Cleveland and Trey Shannon from PitFit. There are links to both of those episodes in the show notes. So how can you turn it up in April? Well, as an additional challenge this month, cut out one thing in your diet, one thing that's maybe not helping you achieve your fitness and health goals. For me, I'm going to cut out sugary things. Read one book. Reading is a great way to learn and relax. You choose the book. It could be a business book or a self-help book. Maybe it's a book from Ross Bentley on being a better driver, or perhaps it's a fiction book that lets you get lost for a while. Whatever it is, find some time each day to put down the phone and pick up a book. And if your schedule is too tight, then audiobooks are fine. Prepare for your events. Duh, Bill. Of course I prepare for my events. Do you, though? Here's what I mean. Have you inventoried your equipment, your supplies, your parts? At the shop, we hear from customers all the time that have an event coming up and they just realize that their brake pads are shot, their brake fluid bottle is empty, or their tires are toast, and they're a week away from an event. Perform your inventory now. Go through all of your driving gear, helmet, suit, gloves, shoes, underwear, visors, anything you put on your body to race needs to be inspected, cleaned, and ready to go. Go through your equipment that you take to the track. Is it all still there? Is it ready for the season? Same with your supplies. Do you have your spares ready to go and your fresh fluids ready? This might seem like a really simple one, but when it's overlooked, it can keep you from getting to grid. Lastly, review your entries. Confirm that you are signed up. Confirm that they are on your calendar. Oh, and read the confirmation emails. There's lots of important and great information about the event in there. You don't want to be surprised as you're pulling into the facility to learn that, for example, it's a cash-only event, or the driver's meeting is at 7:30 instead of the normal 8 o'clock. Read and confirm. Connect with people. Last month, I challenged you to connect with three friends. Hopefully you did. This month, I make the challenge a little broader. Just connect with people. This could be a networking event, It could be a competitor in your class. It could be someone that you want to bring on as a sponsor. What does connect mean? Well, it could mean getting connected on social media, maybe sending a text, email, or making a phone call. All you need to do is connect and grow your network. Many of my guests have shared stories of how connecting with people has been a big benefit in their motorsports journey. Personally, I really enjoy networking, and it's been a big part of my business growth. But in 2024, I've gotten more intentional with it. I'm focusing on networking with individuals that will help me get closer to my long-term goals. This month, I will be working to refine my networking efforts to have that focus on the right people. Finally, finish your projects. You might be saying, "Hey, Bill, my projects are all done. I'm ready for the season." Well, are you really? If so, great. However, if you feel as if you're done, just go back through your projects. Is everything truly 100% ready? Did you reread the rules for where you'll be running, or perhaps the event information? Did all those back-ordered parts arrive? As racers, we tend to realize that we've forgotten something the night before an event. Don't let that be you. Take some time to go back through everything you did this off-season and think about what may have been overlooked. Are you up for the Late to Grid April Challenge? This year is flying by, and don't let time slip away and find yourself being late to grid.